Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Confession Session, is Jacquees ruining your childhood with his remixes? Orlando Brown is doing the most. And Wendy Williams talks so much shit, and now she's the talk of Hollywood. What's good, you guys? It's your host, Angel Vandrina.
And I'm your host, John Othello, and you're listening to the one and the only Confession Session.
Hey, what up, John Othello? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Just rushing in the house, child. got held over at work. Then I went to Walmart to get dinner. And, oh, my God, y'all, I just want to start off by saying, say no to drugs. Like, say no to drugs.
What happened?
I just seen, like, this young lady I used to work with, and just a beautiful girl, beautiful spirit, like, just so, like, and when I say, like, literally gorgeous, like, she was once freaking gorgeous, like, model good looks, such a pretty girl. She looks horrible now. Horrible. She looks so bad.
Like,
I've seen her. Huh?
Like, her teeth gone and stuff?
No, I didn't even speak to her. Like, she looked so bad, I didn't even want to speak to her. Like, I was just
so
like, not even be funny. I knew she would have been embarrassed. Like, I knew. Like, she just would have been like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just looks horrible. Like, I was telling my fiance, I'm like, she looked dead. Like,
yeah.
I you know, you hear about, like, you know, I'm sure it's heroin. I'm sure that, like, that's what it gives you. Like, she looked tired. She blew in the face. Like, and I know, like, they, like, people talk about, like, how, you know, when their loved ones, like, you see, like, you losing your loved ones to drugs and stuff like that. You see that, but to realize, like, see it when somebody once was, like, not that person, and then you see that they're just totally, it real life freaked me out. Like, I was just, I don't know, like, it still bothers me, and it wasn't like we were super close, like, we were cool, I wouldn't even say we were friends, like, we were cool, like, whenever we worked together, we would sit and talk, like, I remember she was, like, a hard worker, she was hilarious, and she was, like, really pretty, like, you know what I'm saying, but that girl looks terrible. And it's just, it is so sad. Like, I just feel so bad for her and her family. Like, I'm just like, I wonder how her family feels about this. Like, cause I know she comes from a good home, too, you know? Just, but other than that, I mean, my weekend was pretty good. One of my homegirls. My Christmas was good, yeah. Chris, he bought me some pearls. She bought me some real pearls, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I always wear pearl earrings. So I don't know if you know that, but I've been wearing, like, pearl earrings.
I do,
like,
see them
years.
In the photos.
Okay. And, yeah, so, I mean, but they weren't real, but, like, he bought me some real ones. And I didn't know, like, but one of my homegirls was like, well, yeah, like, you're not supposed to, because I was saying, like, this is my first time having real pearl earrings. And she was like, yeah, you're not supposed to buy your own pearls. It's bad luck. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I never bought no damn real pearls, child. She was like, yeah, I broke my leg. Like, she was like, I bought some pearls. And she was like, then I broke my leg, like, a year or two after. I was just like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, my God.
You know. But, yeah, he did a good job. It was something like, because I always tell him, I was just like, you know me, like, get, like, for my Christmas gifts, I'm like, I don't want anything, like, super psycho, or I said, get me something that you know I'm going to use, but I'm not going to buy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what he tends to do. Like, he always, like, he'll usually buy me something for, like, the show, you know, like, you know, another accessory for the podcast, something like that. But this year, yeah, he bought me some pearls, you know. And, but, yeah, I mean, it was really good. We celebrated Christmas Eve together. And he cooked dinner, and we had a good night, you know what I'm saying? And Christmas, what did we end up doing? Oh, Christmas, we ended up going to his cousin's house. Because, you know, like, my mom, she ended up flying back home for...
Oh, I didn't realize your mom actually came. I didn't know your mom was up there.
My stepmom. You know what I mean. Like,
Oh, well, I mean, when you say she flew back home, I thought your stepmom stayed there, too.
She does. I said she flew back to Wisconsin.
Okay, I got you.
She was in Milwaukee for like a week or whatever to see like the family and everybody. But that's what I don't differentiate. Like, I just hope people kind of know what I'm talking about. Like, whenever I first refer to like what's going on in North Carolina, I'm talking about my stepmother, because like she's literally like second mother. Like, she raised me. Like, I honestly feel bad when I say stepmom, because I feel like she takes offense to it, because she's like, no, nigga, I raised you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, like, she was equally in my life, like, my biological mother, who's also a great woman, and I do love and cherish. I feel like my family is, like, the success of, like, a blended family. Like, it's just kind of like, you know, at one point, it might have been issues, but it's like now, like, my mother and my stepmother, they're, like, good friends. They talk all the time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, neither one of them want my father. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we all just love each other. We get along great. You know, it's just, it's good, you know? But, it was, you know, it was a pretty solid Christmas. You know, I definitely am getting older. It's not like where you just super excited, like, yeah, let me open a gift. I just more so just want to be around, like, my family and my loved ones, you know? How was your Christmas?
The same. It was wonderful. I cooked, went by my mom's house on Christmas Eve. I had to work on Christmas Eve, so I went to my mom's house. And, oh, my gosh, I seen my cousin who my mom raised. And I ain't seen her for a whole entire, all year long. So it was so good seeing her. And my mom had drinks all out for everybody, and it was just so fun. My mom, she has a pool table, a real pool table in her house. And so, like, she got, like, this little table set up, and she got a bar. It's super beastie. It's actually set up in my old bedroom, Jen. So
okay.
It's in the first part of the bedroom. So everybody was upstairs playing pool. I got my ass beat a few times, and it was just fun. We just had a good time. There was so many people at the house. But the good thing is everybody wasn't upstairs, like, crowded. Everybody wasn't downstairs. So, you know, my mom's house is humongous, so people can be upstairs, people can be downstairs. The kids was in the room with my dad. So we just had a real fun time. And then Christmas Day, we just sat at the house. We just relaxed. All the kids was at the house, obviously. And, you know, everything was just really good. Then the next day we had to get back to reality, go back to work, and went to work for those few days. It was really good. Now it's back to reality again. I have to work tomorrow. And then from there, we celebrate New Year's at my mom's house from, like, 4 to 8 o'clock. And then I'm going to come home and just relax with my family. My son, he's going to spend New Year's at my mom's house. And because he doesn't have school the next until Thursday, so my oldest, he's going to be with my mom. And then the twins are going to be home with us. And then my husband, he doesn't have to work on, New Year's Day. So, and I don't either. So we're going to be home with the kids and then back to reality again, you know. So it's been really nice enjoying time with the family these last few days, because it's time to get cracking, you guys. It's time to get cracking. And I'll tell you guys what I mean when we go ahead and do our confession question of the day. But before we get started, don't forget to check us out on Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Anchor, and, of course, this podcast and Blog Talk. Send us those confessions at confessions2us@gmail.com. And don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe, and tag us in the drama. Jen, would you like to go ahead and hit them with that young confession question of the day after the sparkle?
Of course. Confession question. What are your New Year goals? Again, what are your New Year goals? And let's get started with those confessionals. Miss Angel Bondrina.
All right, y'all. Okay, guys, so according to HelloBeautiful.com, December has not been a good month to Jacquees, which honestly is most likely his own fault. Now, first, he was dragged to hell and back on social media for declaring himself the king of R&B, then almost got body checked for trying to roll up on Keith Sweat. Then an old video of the singer remixing Soul for Real, Candy Rain, resurfaced online, and Black Twitter lost its collective mind. Now there's a change.org petition demanding that the 24-year-old singer be banned from performing any more cover songs. Someone named Ricky Fields recently launched a campaign with the one goal in mind. As a black community, we have to figure out a way to get rid of Jacquees. Granted, can anyone blame Ricky for being fed up, especially given Jacquees' awful array of remixes, including Beyonce Flawless, or the one of Ella Mee's Trip, or the one of Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana? Clearly, the petition has struck a nerve, with nearly 50,000 people signing it and leaving most hilarious comments on how and why the R&B singer must be stopped by any means necessary. People signing the petition wrote things like, "He's running good. He is ruining good classic music. He's a joke, and my ears have bled enough up to the point I can't take it anymore." And somebody else wrote, "He really needs to stop. I used to like him. Not anymore. Stop ruining my childhood songs." Jean, what do you think about Jacquees, and have you seen his videos? Have you heard his songs? And what is your whole thought on what's going on with him?
So I have not seen the video. I mean, you know this. I am not a fan of Jacquees at all. I just have never really been able to get into that voice. You know, like, people love him. You know what I'm saying? Like, family, like, they love Jacquees. Like, they go up for Jacquees. Like, they think Jacquees is, like, everything. And it's just, like, it's no shade, but I don't see it. Like, I hate his voice. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that he Like, it, to me, you can, it's just, it's clear that he's never got vocal lessons. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if you're going to be a singer, if you're not, you know, raised in the church and groomed in the church, and you got, like, pipes, I think you need to go to a vocal coach. Like, there's nothing wrong with making what you have, honing what you have, and turning it into, like, something bigger and beastier. Like, I feel like it's there, but it, to me, it just, I feel like he's always singing from his throat, and it annoys the shit. It is very nasally. It's, like, from the throat and it's nasal. So it annoys the shit out of me. Like, I really do not like Jacquees' music at all. As far as, like, with this cover, cool, you on the come up. And if, and also I think we're at a different point now to where people don't want to hear you redoing a song. They maybe want, they maybe more would appreciate, like, a remix. Like, I was listening to, I wish I knew the girl, but she has a beautiful voice, but she remixes, like, all of these, like, classic songs, and it's not, like, something far off. And she's not, like, using the same, you know what I'm saying, the same premises, but she's using, like, the beat and the flow of what the original artist was doing. But it's, like, her. It's, like, it's her own personal experiences. Like, I enjoy that. But as far as you thinking that you sing better than the original artist or trying to redo it in your own way, like, that's annoying. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to come up, you know. But I just feel like that's just so 2009. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. I'm not really here for it, but at the same time, I may be biased because I'm not here for Jacquees in general. So, yes, I'm okay with doing away with the covers. You know what I'm saying? I do want this black man to groom as a, and bloom as an artist, and hopefully he does have, like, good original music under his belt. I don't want to be a bad person. I feel like I didn't hear one song. I can't think of it, but I think I did hear, like, one song.
Yeah, the song that kept playing over and over. That I know you wanna rub, I know you wanna touch. That's right.
That. It was a, it was another song. He was, like, in Chinatown or some shit like that in the video. But I think, like, he really, I was like, okay, I like this song. I like, and I want to say for, like, a week I was playing it. But other than that, I just, I cannot deal with that nasal. I just cannot deal with a motherfucker singing from their throat. Like, cause I feel like you're going to end up having to have, like, a neck surgery from doing all that singing from your throat. Like, you, like, it, like, I'd be, like, scared for them. I'm like, you, like, straight tiring out your throat muscles. Like, you ain't been taught to sing your diaphragm. Like, that's, like, you have to project. And, you know, and it's, it, it's clear, like, you can hear it, but I don't know, child. What do you think? Do you, are we done with Jacquees?
Okay, well, I like Jacquees. And honestly, I don't think that he sounds bad or anything like that. I think that his songs that he's remixed are a bit funny, but like you said, that is so 2009. But honestly, what is the big difference between what he's doing and what Lil Wayne was doing, besides the fact that Wayne was rapping and Jacquees is singing? I mean, they both are under or
because
were
Wayne
under Baby,
it,
Young Money, Cash Money.
What Girl was doing, Wayne made his own song from it, like with the same
right,
flow,
but he still was using
it,
music,
it was
though.
His own
exactly.
Premises, but it wasn't like he was just re-rapping somebody's song in a Lil Wayne accent or Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, he made it his song. Like, I appreciate that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then also, I just feel like when you do covers and when you do that, it's just certain shit you can't touch. Like, maybe if you did, like old school classics, but the millennials, like,
yeah,
no,
that's what I was
going to
say, too.
No. Like, that's what, you know what I'm saying, I think is cool. Like songs that we may not necessarily know, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
growing up in the 90s and 2000s, but they were big songs to, like, our parents, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's what I feel like to be more so the premises. But you just trying to re-sing some shit that just came out last week.
Yeah.
Niggas is over it. Like, they don't want it. Like, they don't want to hear it. I'm sorry.
And I agree, too. I feel like he definitely should leave, like, the old classics alone. Like, seriously, Candy, Coda Raindrops, and Beyonce, you know, all of these songs, like, come on. Like, you are not. And then the way what he's saying, like, because he's trying to make it his own. In a sense, he's not just sitting there literally re-singing the songs word for word, you know. But it's like, bruh, like, what are you doing on some of them? But us a few of them, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, but it's a few of them, I was like, let me turn this shit off, it's getting on my nerves.
Artists that we should not try to touch their songs. Let's just come up with five. Like, what five artists do you feel like Jacquees, he should stay away from their songs? I'll go first. Definitely don't do Whitney Houston. So that's one.
Oh my God, no.
Okay,
I feel like also just older classics in general, like I said, with that Candy Coated Raindrops, and then like Beyonce, like, why are you remixing Beyonce songs?
Beyonce,
like, sounding absolutely horrible.
We hear you be doing a Rihanna song, like, you know what I'm saying, like, just let them be. Whitney Houston, Beyonce, Rihanna,
Michael Jackson, definitely, yeah.
Michael,
what are you
Jackson,
doing there? Even
you know
in Prince,
like,
don't, let's not touch him.
Prince,
let's just,
yeah,
not
just
touch him.
Well, I don't know, y'all. I like to hear a fucking beat because, you know, I love Prince. So if I feel like you got the vocals and if you put your own spin on it, I wouldn't mind somebody be doing a Prince song. Like, I definitely appreciate. Like, I definitely have heard, like, a few, like, remixes to Prince's songs. But, yeah, Beyonce, Rihanna, you know, people that I just only want to hear the original artist. Michael Jackson, just leave it alone.
Yeah, just leave the older classics. Just leave the older classics alone. And, you know, if some good shit come out and you think that, like, the LMA, is that something named? LMA, The Trip. I thought that he sounded really good. You know, I thought he sounded really good on the song.
So only, like, stick to, like, new artists that are, like, on,
yeah,
the
exactly,
that aren't, like, super big yet and, like, have really found, like, and home, like, their sound, maybe those should be, like, the only covers that he should do. You know, like, the LMAs and the, maybe a Tinashe song, you know what I'm saying, some
mm-hmm.
shit like that. But
yeah,
as far as, like, yeah, no, I get you. I feel you. I feel what you're saying.
You feel me? He feel me, y'all. All right. We're going to move on to the next topic.
Lord Jesus, I didn't drop my phone. All right, y'all, next topic. D.L. Hughley was recently on Vlad television, and on the interview, he talked about how his home was appraised $115,000 less than the market value due to it being black family photos in the home. He said that he was told by his realtor to remove all photos from his residence. He also said that now the area that he did sell the home at is now like this, like, prominent area, but at the time it was like a new development, and he got like the biggest lot, like he had the most luxurious home, and his realtor told him to remove all the photos because people he didn't want any like biases, and he just tried to make it like, as a general, you want to make the people that are looking into the home more comfortable and feel as though it's theirs. So they were saying like family photos, but when it got appraised, he was like, "I'm not going there. I'm not removing my photos. Fuck it." When it got appraised, he said it was appraised for like a low number, and he said he asked why, and he said he was told because the appraiser said, "Yeah, because it was like black people living in the house, and that people get uncomfortable with like being previous owners to black people." And so he ended up going to, I forgot, was it like the bank? And it's basically like a fair market value where it's like literally like your house has to be at least be a certain amount. And that's what he sold it for. Like his house was sold for like what was the minimum for that area, which was $115,000 more than what he was appraised for. And it was literally only because of the family photos being in his home. What do you think about that?
Yep. I think that's ridiculous. I think that's absolutely ridiculous, but I can definitely see how that has happened. You know, it's not anything new. It's not anything shocking or surprising that it would be appraised for the amount of money it was based off of the individual that lived there. It's stupid, you know what I'm saying? And they think that black people are dumb and they have no other options, but I'm glad that he did go to the bank. It sucks that he had to go that route and had to go to the bank and get it at, you know, the actual value versus getting, you know, a little extra money, you know, especially because this is something that he stayed in, you know, probably did some remodeling on the house. You know, I'm sure it was a beautiful home. But I feel like he should have followed directions because there are procedures and policies to everything. And I feel like he should have just removed those photos. He probably just didn't have time to remove the photos, but I feel like he should have because I definitely feel like he would have gotten a larger amount of money than just the actual value that it was worth. Also, I think that what was I going to say? I lost my damn track of thought. But, yeah, I think it's ridiculous. And hopefully, you know, he learned his lesson from this, which there shouldn't even be a lesson learned from it, you know. But hopefully next time he do plan on selling a home, he go ahead and do what they state you know, should be done. But also, couldn't he get another appraisal to come up in there after he did, if he wanted to go ahead, remove photos, get somebody else to come up in there, look through the home, and then appraise it at an even higher value? Because I feel like that could have also been, I mean, you can get many appraisals done. But I think that he was just I'm done with this shit, just trying to get the money.
You know, Mr. Hughley, for him, you know, real life standing up to that. He's like, no, I'm not going to hide, you know what I'm saying, who I am to appease these white people. Like, I have a beautiful home. I have the best home in my neighborhood. Like, why is it going to turn people off because they are buying from a black family? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? You know? So I respect him for it. I guess next time, child, if you want to get the most bang for your buck, it would be better just take the pictures out. Or you can always, like you said, if you can't get a second opinion, just go to a black appraiser. That's what I definitely
go to
a black appraiser who, you know, won't go in too deep. Because I notice a lot of times, you know, with others, they worry about the wrong things. You know, like they are too focused on stuff that don't matter instead of what is most important, which is the fact that this is the biggest lot in the neighborhood. This is the most luxurious home in the neighborhood. So why does it matter that the person that lived here has a darker hue? You know what I'm saying? And I know Mr. personally, like he's just a super dope guy, you know what I'm saying? And he's real. So I can see him just being like, you know what I'm saying? No, fuck that. Like, you know, so I respect it. But, you know, and I'm sure he wasn't pressed for the money. It was just the principle for it, too. So,
yeah. Yep. I agree. All right, Shara, you guys, you got to go ahead and move on to that next topic. right, y'all, it is just so much drama. So according to hotnewhiphop.com, many fans of the Wendy Williams show has been confused about the host's behavior as of late. Wendy has addressed her audience concerns, noting that she recently suffered a fracture in her shoulder. She also said that she's been a little off because of the medicine she was prescribed. According to the latest rumor going around, she may have been more than just a little, she may have had more than just a little hair fracture to worry about. A few weeks ago, Wendy Williams made headlines when she referred to one of Nick Cannon's children as an oops baby. If the latest gossip is to be believed, the TV show host may be dealing with an oops baby of her own. There's talk that her husband, Kevin Hunter, may have gotten another woman pregnant. Last year it was reported, and I know you guys remember we talked to you guys last year about this, but it was reported that Wendy's husband had been living a double life for a decade and cheating on Wendy Williams with an alleged mistress that lived down the street from their New Jersey home. Now an exclusive report from B. Scott is saying that Hunter's mistress is pregnant, which may be adding to the stress on Wendy's life. This news should be taken with a grain of salt, as neither party has confirmed or denied the rumors. The report reads, she's allegedly pregnant and still living just down the street from their house. Word around the show is that they're going to divorce sometime now. Well, I can't say that I'm too surprised or shocked. I mean, Miss, you know, Wendy Williams, you know, girl, you knew this man been cheating on you forever, and you continue to stay with him after he done. Wasn't Wendy Williams, Jim, wasn't we talking about how he used to beat her down back in the day? Wasn't that her, or was that, who was it, or was it the other woman who had the ugly husband, one of the Braxton sisters who had the ugly husband? Was it him, or I thought it was Wendy Williams, where they had the show and her husband.
I definitely have heard of abuse, you know, from that camp. I mean, not personally from them, but I do remember hearing that, you know, in the media that at one point that he was abusive to her.
Okay.
I mean, that's unfortunate.
And wasn't Wendy Williams the one talking about she was going to kill people and shit like that? And her husband, he was like they was kicked off a radio show, and he was like flirting with a woman and doing the most. Wasn't that them?
I don't know. I don't think she talked about killing anybody. I know that Charlamagne and his
threatening somebody.
They ended up parting ways because of her husband, and it was like ultimately like he's a bad person. Like he would do, he was managing Charlamagne, and I think his name was like Kevin Hunter. Kevin was managing Charlamagne. And he would do the most. Like, he would kind of strong-arm people. And Charlamagne ended up part of it because he said, like, his business practices. Like he said, originally it was for some show. Was it, though? I want to say it was even, like, the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Because they ended up parting, like, in the beginning of that. And was it the Breakfast Club? I don't remember. It was a show. And he said that Kevin was trying to demand, like, a certain amount of money. And Charlamagne was like, well, no, I'm comfortable with taking this because I'm just trying to get in the door. Like, I don't even feel like I'm at the place to be, like, commanding this amount of money. And Kevin was like, no, fuck that. We're getting this money. And, you know what I'm saying? He was just kind of like a bully in the industry. People didn't like to work with him. And so they ended up falling out because of that. And with that came, with the falling out, it came losing his relationship with Wendy Williams. I mean, from what I hear, Kevin just doesn't seem like the best,
the favorite type, yeah.
But Wendy Williams, obviously, she's made a career of downing other people, and you know,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know, what I'm saying, just ruining a lot of situations and talking too much. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. Karma's a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that man out here doing the same shit that you talking shit about everybody else, man, for doing. I remember, what's her name from Basketball Wives? Light skin, curly hair, Psycho.
You know, I don't know.
Evelyn. Evelyn, she said that he used to come buy shoes for his girls, for other women, and at her old boutique, and she called her out on that. So, I mean, it's been known that he's been having affairs for years. And, I mean, I know that's hurtful to her, you know, to deal with. Because I feel like that's just like the ultimate, like just a receipt of your man's undoing and the fact that he was so careless enough to have unprotected sex with somebody else and you all are married. It's fucked up. Like, I feel like infidelity in general is fucked up, but I think, you know, knowing that your partner was that vulnerable with somebody to have unprotected sex with him and have a baby and the baby's being kept, that would fuck anybody up. So.
I honestly, I think that, like, we just either earlier this year or last year, Jean, we just talked about this. We talked about the mistress that stayed up the street from them in New Jersey home and how Wendy Williams, she got on the show, you know, defending her husband, like, oh, no, you know, he ain't doing this and doing that, woo, 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 mind your own business, you know, going off on people. And now it's this shit, and it's just like, girl, when is enough enough? Like, are you too busy to check up and see what's going on in your own home because you too busy, you know, trying to find out what everybody else is doing? Like, check on your damn self first. Check on your family first because that's what's most important right now. Yes, you need to get your money and you need to get, you know what I'm saying, paid, but, like, seriously, don't be out here looking dumb as fuck because you trying to get a check. And don't sit up here defending. Now, the only way I can see her consistently defending this man is if she plan on, like, okay, well, he cheating, I'm not going nowhere. Like you said before, if they have, like, this arrangement or whatever. But it don't seem like that. It seems like Wendy is just dark in the closet, no clue, getting skinnier and skinnier, looking crazier and crazier. Her head, her legs is, like, as big as my damn arms, okay? And she is just looking real bad out here. And she needs to stop doing the most and check and see what's going on inside her own house. Because now she's the talk of Hollywood. Now everybody, they're looking at her like, okay, bitch, you're talking about everybody else. You ain't got your shit together at all. You know what I'm saying? My man may have cheated, but he ain't got another baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she needs to cut that shit out and see what the fuck is happening.
I don't think she's in the dark. I just feel like that she is. She has enough tough skin to play it safe, but hopefully behind closed doors she's rectifying some shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of everything. You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. If she was rectifying anything, this shit wouldn't be happening on a consistent basis. Like, I specifically remember having this conversation more than once about what's happening inside her household. And it don't, and maybe he may be good for a month or two, but he's still out there fucking somebody else. So it's just like, and I see him. He's attractive. You know what I'm saying? He definitely looks, and I'm not even trying to say, like, oh, attractive man should cheat. But, like, Wendy Williams, she got her a handsome husband. And I feel like that's probably what it is to her, too. Like, oh, he looks good. I'm not letting him go. Or I invested all these years. I'm not letting him go. But if he seriously has another baby, and I know they have a kid together, she needs to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, whether it's leaving him or marriage counsel or what's happening, but he's got to stop. And if he's not going to stop, then she needs to leave him because she's out here looking crazy consistently. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to sit up there and talk shit about anybody else's relationship, make sure yours is secure first. That's all.
That's it.
All right, y'all. We're going to go on to the last crazy topic of the evening.
All right, y'all. Last crazy topic. This is, of course, Orlando Brown's life is an absolute mess. If you think you're having a bad year, watch the full interview that he did with Dr. Phil. We'll save you from all the details, but let's just say that he legitimately believes that his father is Michael Jackson. During a sit-down with the talk show host, Orlando Brown sported snake eyes, leaving many to wonder what was going on with the actor. We've seen countless videos of him walking the streets as he appears to be drunk or messed up on drugs, but according to him, he's turned his life around. He still has no clue what his kids' names are, though. One of the most surprising bits from the video is that Orlando Brown told Dr. Phil that he has quite a bit of children. Some of them he hasn't even met. The youngest is 2 years old, and his oldest is 16 years old, which would have made him a teenager when he had his son. Aside from the fact that he wants to marry Rachel Simone, many are fixated on the fact that Orlando says he's 4 years sober, but he still has no clue what two of his children's names are. hopefully the actor can get everything together. He has such a promising potential, and now it feels like each headline he creates is a mess.
It is. It is a mess. And Orlando Brown looked crazy. I seen him on the Dr. Phil show with his eyes. And the fact that he went on the Dr. Phil show looking like that with them damn snake eyes, let me know that he's still not okay. He's definitely not sober, especially not 4 years sober. I think he was high as hell when he went on the show. I don't know why he's talking about marrying Raven Simone. I think that he's losing his mind. I don't know what the hell he's talking about Michael Jackson and Will Smith, all them being his daddy. I think he is, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, he was, you know, this big star once and he wanted to be, like, kind of like, who was it, who else is like the attention? Oh, Bow Wow. He kind of to me reminds me of like a Bow Wow type person. Like he just wants all of this attention. He thinks that, you know, he feels like, oh, well, you know, at one time this is who I was. And now, you know, like, because That's So Raven was, you know, it was fun. It was great. Like I love That's So Raven. You know, I used to come home and watch the show. So, you know, he's used to that type of attention and being in the spotlight. And as he gotten older, the show's over. Now he's like, okay, what do I have next going on for myself? And he really never got himself together, or and he wanted to probably get himself together. But then he turned to drugs and alcohol and just acting crazy and delusional. And honestly, he really needs to get help. I know that his roommate, or I think it was somebody who was helping him out. I forget. It was somebody who was helping him out that was big to him. I don't know if it was a producer or whatever. But he was staying with him for a while. Then he said that he lost his vape pen, or he stole the producer guy, or the guy who was helping him out, stole his vape pen, and they got into it. He kicked Orlando out. He was walking the street drunk. He ended up going to jail. So it was just so much, and it's just so much that's going on with him. And I really feel like, you know, anything at this point in time is really not going to help him except sitting down with somebody and actually understanding where his real issue is at. Because I cannot understand why he's behaving in such a way besides drugs. I feel like that's the only thing that can make you behave in such a way that it's just, you know, ridiculous. And then once again, like I said, him going on the Dr. Phil show with them damn eyes like that, I was thinking, like, what the fuck is he doing? Why would you do something like this? Like, you want people to think that you're normal, but this is the way you got up in the morning time. You put these funky-ass contacts in your eyes, knowing that you was going to Dr. Phil today, looking crazy. Like, is it all a ploy? Do you want people to think that you're crazy? Or, like, what is it? It's weird. He's weird. Jim, what is your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that he's just gone. Like, I really do. Like, the fact that his manager was saying,
manager, yeah.
I was going to watch a full episode, but I just saw like a few of the clips or whatever. But his manager was saying that he would just, you know, flip and just say something that he wasn't sure if he was lying, like joking or not, you know, and how he would just leave out the house with no shoes on and stuff like that. I really just feel like drugs has just fucked his mind up. Like,
yeah.
I think that when you have it all and everything's at your beck and call, before you appreciate it and you're not taught anything,
yeah,
it can really fuck with you. And
yeah,
I feel like places like Hollywood, if you don't have a, it literally is like, if you don't have a support system that real life will humble you and scare you into not doing anything other than being a normal person that happens to be famous, I can see you being fucked up. But the fact that, you know what I'm saying, this guy was doing crystal meth and, you know, completely broke. I mean, I figured he was broke, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that he's doing crystal meth and all this other stuff, it's just, that is just insane to me. You know, and it's just so sad. Another sad story. You know, because he did have a lot of promise and a lot of potential. And, you know, like we see with Raven's house, like she rebooted it. He could have, you know what I'm saying, if he was still acting like child, he would have been a part of the show too, but ain't nobody trying to deal with that.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
His manager was saying, like, they all cut him off. Like, nobody wants to deal with him. And I'm not surprised, only so many times to add it. You know what I'm saying, love it or not. Like, you at first will, you know what I'm saying, but will deal with it, but I feel like it's too far gone with him. He probably was doing that fuck shit years before we knew of everything, mm-hmm. you know, so.
You know he was. You know he was.
Yeah. Yeah, probably going on behind the scenes while he's doing that damn, probably while he's doing a radio show. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody trying to deal with that. Anybody gonna do with no crack here?
You're damn right.
Yep.
Oh, you damn tootin'. You damn tootin'. Well, you guys, you know, keep your prayers up for Orlando because he definitely needs some help, and hopefully he gets the help that he desperately, so desperately needs. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and go into our confession question of the day. All right, guys, so what are your New Year goals? Jen, do you have any resolutions this year or for 2019? Do you have any goals that you want to personally work on? I'll share mine first. So while I share mine, Shen, think of yours. So number one, I want to really work on my credit. I want to go ahead and the whole year, you know, well, first I want to start off with this. I had 4 or 5 goals this year. My goals were to have my babies healthy. I wanted to get a new car. I wanted to graduate from college. And I wanted to get a new job, okay? I've accomplished every last single one of them. And the goals that I made, they weren't huge goals. They were small, short-term goals, which is like, okay, you know, you know you're pregnant already, so make sure you do what you can do to make sure your babies come out healthy, number one. Getting a new car, well, what do you need to get a new car? You need to make sure you have a little bit of cash. You need to make sure you have decent credit. So that was number two. I wanted to get me a new job because I knew I was going to graduate. Graduated, I was like, yes, bitch, go ahead, get your bachelor's degree. And then I was like, okay, you got your bachelor's degree. Now it's time to get out of this fucking hellhole that you've been working at for the longest time. Decent money, okay money, but once I graduated, it was like, okay, bitch, you got to go. And I just accomplished that on the third of this month. So I was really happy that I was able to check off everything on my checklist. And I didn't make crazy goals like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I make, you know, $200,000 a year. It was like, okay, bitch, make sure that you go ahead and go for a job that's closer to the house where you can get to and from, that's offering you a few more dollars than what you're getting paid more than now, and somewhere that you can be happy at in a diverse culture, you know, so goals like that. So my goals this year are to, number one, like I said, work on my credit. Once I had my kids, I was, you know, getting all this money and stuff like that. I didn't realize I was getting these statements because I wasn't opening them up. And then I got like this $300, what is it? $300 put on my credit score in collections, $300. And it brought my credit score down like 30 points. I was like, bitch, what? $300? Okay, let's pay this off. So my main goals this year, like I said, number one is to get my credit score back on point. Number two, my goal is to, to work on my weight. I don't want a life, I mean, I don't want a just a, okay, you work out for this and that, you know, you change your appearance. I really do want a lifestyle change. And I know that's what a lot of people, they say every year. I know I've said it every year. Last year, me and my husband, we were doing really well. We worked out for 3 months straight before I got pregnant. And I got pregnant and I stopped working out because it was a high-risk pregnancy with twins and all. So I worked out all the way up until like February, and I had lost the weight that I had lost, like, I don't know, like 10, 15 pounds or something like that in the 3 months. But now it's time to go back and get it popping again. And we have something new, something more intense, and I'm really ready to get it started, and we're going to start that on the first. That's my number two goal, to just work on and eating as well. I've been making my homemade bread too, Jen. I don't know if you know that or not. But I make homemade bread because I love pastas and I love breads. So I make my bread with 3 ingredients. It's called 3-ingredient bread. You can look it up. But it's pretty much eggs, baking powder, and cream cheese, and it's so good. That's how I make my bread all the time, and I actually eat it as bread to everything. So, and then as far as pastas go, I just made Bird's Eye. I'm not sure if you guys know what that is, but it's a company that makes vegetables out of like zucchini and broccoli and cauliflower and stuff like that. And the food is so damn delicious. So with the weight loss, and me and my husband are also doing a keto diet as well, which is high fat, low carbs. And you can eat between 50 and 150 carbs a day, you know, so that's the goal for me. And then my last goal is to go ahead and go for an MBA program. So I start my MBA program in March, and And yeah, I just want to go ahead and get that young master's degree. And I won't graduate my master's degree until 2020, start next year. But those are my three goals this year: weight, credit, and master's degree. Three small goals. That's it. And I'm very serious about them. I really want to see what happens. So you guys can quote me if I blow the fuck up and get even bigger. You can say, "Well, bitch, you said these were your goals. What happened?" You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, "Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what I said." No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, those are my three goals for next year. Jean, what about you? Do you have? Oh, I'm sorry. I have one more goal, guys. My other goal is I love to drink a lot. Like I make sure I have a lemon and vodka every night. But because drinks, like, you know, my liquor, it makes me gain weight as well. My goal isn't to completely stop drinking, but to maybe drink 2 to 3 times a week. Majority on the weekends when I'm not doing my workout, or maybe it's better for me to drink when I'm doing my workout. But yes, I just want to not drink 5-7 days a week, and probably, like, you know, slowly but surely wean myself off. Maybe start off with 5 days, then 4 days, and then 3 days, but not lower than 3 days, baby. Not lower than 3 days. Okay. All right. That's it. Those are the four goals. That's all for me. Okay, Jen, your turn.
So I have a few goals. So definitely my health too. I do want to get more serious. That's why I like to stop and drink it. Well, I don't want, like you said, same here. I don't want to stop, like, period, but I just don't want to drink as often as I do now.
Yeah.
And working out more consistently, getting a better sleep schedule, being more organized.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
I love everything, like, for my health and meal prepping and, you know, just everything. Just real life having a plan of action. I definitely want to buy the house that I'm in. I'm already in process of
building. Oh, bitch, okay.
Yeah, but I definitely want to buy this house. I have until October to get a loan. What else? Obviously with school, I'll be finished with February. I just want to finish, you know, on top of everything and doing what I need to do and find a job in the career that I'm going for. And, yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Owning this home, being snatched, and having a career that I enjoy, and I'm making a lot more than I do right now. And that is
lovely. Lovely. Those are great, great goals. All right, guys. Well, make sure you all tell us what your goals are. And, you know, before we end the show, Jen, is there anything that you would like to confess your love to this evening? The last time our listeners will hear from us this year.
I want to confess my love for you all. Thank you all.
Yes, you all.
Great, amazing year. Like, we have grown so much, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Even though we still got a long way to go, it's just, like, crazy, like, because people are actually listening to us talk shit, and, you know what I'm saying, like, we do see this humor comments, or little, you know, shins, and just slowly, me and Miss Angel, we said 3 years. We're going to give this shit 3 years. We're going to see what's going to come of it. And I'm really feeling like next year is going to be a big deal for the podcast. Like, as far as, like, just jumping out the window and real life, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's still shit I want to do. I want to have, you know, better audio and, you know what I'm saying, just, I want to do a show, you know what I'm saying? I want to do a live podcast show. I want to just do more, like, just putting this out there and, like, branding and bringing more brand awareness to the podcast. Because I feel like we have a lot to say. We do. You know. But, I mean, everybody that's listening, like, we just really appreciate it. You know, this is shit that me and Miss Angel would do anyway. So the fact that somebody's interested in it, whether it's 5 or 500 people, you know, we enjoy everything. So just thank you so much. This has been a great year.
You.
This is our escape. You know, this is the one time I can talk to my sister and best friend, because we both have very busy lives. But we have, like, I look at it as, like, this is our weekly catching up conversation. So thank you for the support us continuing to love us. And we will not let you down.
Yes, that's right.
What is your final love confession, Miss Angel Fondrina, for the year?
The same. Love your family, love yourself, and love your audience, everybody. Thank you so much for a wonderful year. And you have continued to support and listen. Tell a friend, because a friend is going to tell a friend, and they're going to tell a friend if you enjoy our shit talking and the things that we have. Other than that, thank you so much, and you guys have a wonderful and happy new year. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to our show. You guys can expect to hear from us next year, next week, and next month, January 6th at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. We want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in that drama, and don't forget to send your confessions to confessions2us@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Von Drina.
And I'm your host, Jono Fellow. You are listening to the one and the only Confession Session.
Hey, yay, yay, yay. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy, 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 happy